I remember just looking at all of the cows and the plains. And at 19, thinking to myself, like, wow, there's so much on this earth that I haven't seen. And now I'm getting ready to go spend 15 years of my life in prison.
Can you state your full name for the record, please?
Kelly LaShawn Dylan Thomas.
Dylan was your maiden name?
Yes.
I was sentenced for shooting and killing my husband. The most painful thing was when the police came to get me and having to separate between me and my children, even though I had protected us from a monster.
The bullet marks were inflicted by your husband?
Yes.
With?
An iron.
An iron?
Yes.
And this occurred during a fight?
Yes.
And he put the iron, what, to your neck?
Yes.
Mit diesen Worten beginnt der Dokumentarfilm Belly of the Beast. Erzählt wird die Geschichte von Kelly. Als junge Frau wird sie zu Hause Opfer von häuslicher Gewalt. Als eine Situation eskaliert, erschießt sie ihren Mann, um sich und ihre Kinder zu schützen. Sie kommt ins Gefängnis, so wie viele andere Frauen in ihrer Lage. 92% der weiblichen Insassen sind nämlich aufgrund häuslicher Gewalt inhaftiert. Eines Tages passiert dies.
A few years later, I began to experience like a domino pain. I was told I had an abnormal pap smear and needed a colon biopsy to look for cancer. The doctor said that it seems like I have cysts that was growing on my ovaries. He asked me how old I was. I was about 24. He said, do you want any children? I said, yes, I have two sons already. And because I'm not gonna have a chance to raise them, I'm looking forward to meeting someone who actually loves me and raising more children. So he said, if I find cancer, do you want us to do a hysterectomy? And I said, yes, if you find cancer. So me and four other girls were called out to get chained up in order to go out for surgery. Everything's assembly line. We're all handed a piece of paper by two nurses. They're standing there like, you guys need to hurry up and sign. We're trying to read as much as we can to understand, but for the most part, we're looking and said, this is for you to consent to the surgery that you're having today. When I came out, I felt like something was wrong. He told me everything is fine. We took out some cysts. So then I asked him, will I still be able to have children? He was like, yeah, I don't see why not.
Doch danach fühlt sich Kelly schlecht, zeigt Symptome einer Menopause. Dabei ist sie erst 24. Ihre Anwältin Cynthia fängt an, nachzuforschen.
After 6 months of fighting to just get my medical records, Cynthia sat with me in the visiting room and she read them to me. It says that you had abnormal cervical cells. I asked her, did it ever say I have cancer? She said, no, you never had cancer. I have been intentionally sterilized.
Kelly begreift, ihr wurde ein Verbrechen angetan. Und sie ist nicht die Einzige.
I was sitting down in the middle of the yard. I see this young African-American girl walk out of the medical building. And she's holding her abdomen area. And I said, I know it's not my business, but what kind of surgery did you have? She said, I had to get a partial hysterectomy. I said, for what? She said, oh, they said I had abnormal cells. And then that's when, whoo, the light bulb went off. Why is it all of a sudden we got all of these reproductive problems? That's when I was like, oh, nah, this don't sound right. I made a phone call back to Cynthia. I think that they've been doing this to other women. I started carrying a briefcase with form so I could help people contact Justice Now.
Fast thanks to Kelly's organizing, we were able to uncover a dozen instances of people being sterilized during other kinds of surgeries.
The room is kind of hot.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for meeting with me today. So if you could summarize what happened in terms of the surgery you had.
I put in a request to see the doctor because I've had bad cramps. And he said, you have thyroid tumors and severe endometriosis, so that causes a higher risk of cervical cancer. He talked me into a hysterectomy. Four years later, I went to an OBGYN doctor. I asked him, did I have tumors and endometriosis? And he said, I don't see any of that on here. You gave me a hysterectomy for severe cramps.
He did a pelvic exam.
He gave me some kind of test and said I had some fibroid.
I was told that I had cancer cells.
They told me that I had to have my ovaries removed. I had no choice.
We actually used to call them the surgeries of the month because they were happening so frequently. So many people were getting hysterectomies. That was a cure-all, that's what it was.
I was naive, I really didn't know what to do. I just went along with the doctor because I figured he knew best.
I didn't know that I won't have children.
I've been told, well, you're premenopausal, you're past breeding age like it was a cow.
I would have loved to have a child.
I've seen it happening more so with Hispanic, African-American. You don't hear too much of it happening in a Caucasian descent at all.
We're women in prison. Who cares if they mess up our reproductive system? We're prisoners. We shouldn't be able to reproduce anyway.
Zwangssterilisationen sind illegal laut dem Gesetz. Nachfragen von Justice Now bringen jedoch zutage, dass sie trotzdem in einigen Gefängnissen durchgeführt werden. Die Antworten liefern auch den Grund.
Their research showed it would be very cost-effective to sterilize women during labor and delivery.
They were discussing within their meeting about how to reclassify tubal ligation as medically necessary in order for it to be paid for by the state.
Federal and state laws prohibit sterilizing people in prison for the purpose of birth control, but they were doing it anyway.
Tens of thousands of Americans were operated on against their will or without their consent.
The government today announced strict new rules to protect people who are sterilized.
Require written, informed consent of expected to affect more than 100,000 persons a year.
Minors under age 21, welfare mothers and others.
Es ist ein erschreckendes Blitzlicht auf ein Unrechtsregime hinter den Kulissen der amerikanischen Frauengefängnisse, welches der Film beleuchtet. Darum, wie den Menschen dort grundlegende Rechte verweigert werden, wie sie angelogen und ihre Selbstbestimmtheit unter falschen Vorwänden beraubt werden. Illegale Zwangssterilisationen ohne das Wissen und Einverständnis der Insassinnen, die sich vor allem gegen Women of Color richten, bilden dabei den Fokus des Films. Aber die Problematik reicht noch tiefer, bis in die Geschichte der NS-Verbrechen und der Eugenik zurück. Die Frauen wissen, sie müssen diese Gewalttaten stoppen und machen sich bereit, vors Gericht zu ziehen. 7 Jahre lang hat Regisseurin Erika Kohn die Fälle begleitet. Sie hat es geschafft, ein Porträt der inhaftierten Frauen zu schaffen, die sie in ihrer Gänze zeigen und deutlich machen, welches Verbrechen an ihnen verübt wurde. Die Links, die zu Eugenik und sogenannter Rassenhygiene in der Vergangenheit, Kosteinsparungen in der Gegenwart und Meinungen der Öffentlichkeit bei der Aufdeckung der Taten gezogen werden, sind erschreckend und machen schmerzlich bewusst, dass Rassismus und Sexismus keinesfalls der Vergangenheit angehören. Hier wird gezeigt, wie systematischer Rassismus auf Betroffene beider Kategorien trifft und wie hart die Wucht dieses Aufpralls sein kann. Belly of the Beast wühlt auf und stellt in Frage, wie viel noch getan werden muss auf dem Weg zu einer gerechteren Gesellschaft.